Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Well, hello. Happy Wednesday, angels. I know I sound a bit congested. I don't know what happened, but hopefully I also sound a little bit more HD. I was finally able to figure out my, like, use my old podcast setup, and if you guys have been following me on Instagram and everything, you would know that I will be moving in with Hale for the next month. We have so much work and stuff like that we have to get done that there's no way that I could do it from where I live, because I do live a bit far from her. So I was really contemplating on bringing my little setup with me. I mean, it's not the most cumbersome thing in the world. I don't know. I think I was just a little apprehensive, but I really do kind of want the quality and stuff. Like, it was kind of just a little bit of a hassle for me to kind of be recording from my phone, like, on the floor in my closet. The good news is I'm fine. Honestly, I don't know what happened to me, but for some reason I have like another sinus problem. It doesn't feel like a sinus infection like last time, because before it was borderline unbearable. I mean, I was legitimately sick. This, to me, I don't know what this is. And I was like, Aisha, you probably have allergies. And it's like, I really don't think I have allergies, because, I mean, I wouldn't even really know. I didn't even know you could get allergies in the wintertime. All I know is that it was kind of a sinus issue. I was sneezing a lot. In terms of how do I feel completely fine. Honestly, I don't feel sick literally at all. It's just that it's coming through in my voice. So I sound a lot more sick than I actually even feel or look. Like, I look literally the same. Everything's fine. So that is the good news with that. I don't know. I just feel like I've been having a lot of stuff going on in my head, because I feel like the past couple of days I've been kind of catching up on rest. Every now and again, it kind of just hits me. Like, I was literally in bed, you know, two nights ago at, like, before 9 p.m. Like, it was 8:40 and I was in bed loving life, watching Ozark from the beginning, because I was apparently on season 3 and haven't watched it in so long that I was like, no, I kind of need to restart this. So I restarted that, ended up falling asleep. I slept literally until like 9 a.m. Like, it felt so good to sleep in, and I had a super energized day and everything. And I don't know, I kind of like that. I like that strict sort of schedule. I mean, every now and again, there are times where I go through phases where I'm literally going to bed at like 2, 3 a.m. And I don't know, I would prefer, I don't beat myself up about it anymore, but I would prefer to go to sleep at a much earlier time, because then you effortlessly wake up, you know, at an earlier time, and, you know, it feels more motivating to get more done in the day. Not that you can't, because again, like two episodes ago, I was probably saying that I was, you know, starting my day probably at 6 p.m. and stuff like that, which is like, oh my God. And it's like, yeah, you kind of can do that when, you know, you do work for yourself. You kind of can. I do appreciate that, the fact that I'm able to do that. But nonetheless, I'm more focused on how much am I getting done. But the energy feels different, right? When you are up in the morning and it feels a lot different. That's all I have to say about that. So today, I really want to get into this juicy episode. I felt really inclined to talk about not dating in desperation. And there are so many reasons why. And I actually listed them for you. Yeah, I did. Because I was just, I wanted to be super intentional about talking about these points, because I feel like we've all experienced a time where we, or we should experience, the difference in dating from a perfectly, like, good point in your life where nothing's going on, you're not in need of anything, you're doing fine, you're just coasting on, living your own life, and you see how you date and the decisions that you make if you have learned from past things in your life. And then you also have a period where we all have had that, where you were kind of dating out of, like, some sort of void or desperation, so to say, right? So I kind of wanted to go over the points of what that looks like and the warning signs that we should take heed to as it pertains to dating out of desperation, right? So the number one thing that I would say, and honestly, this is in no particular order. These are just things that just have come into my head. And first thing is beware of an overshare. And I know it's like, why would I? What's wrong with sharing information? I mean, how else are you supposed to get to know somebody? And it's like, but this is the thing. Men, I always bring it back to the caveman days and things like this. And this is just honestly the main source of contextual evidence that I have that makes sense. I mean, this is science and evolution here, people, where it's like, men are hunters, right, by nature. Men that are just dumping onto you. This honestly runs parallel to people that, what? They love bomb you, where you just feel like, oh my God, like, and it feels so good to our ego. Oh my God, he's like sharing so much with me. And the reason why this is being brought up is because this reminds me specifically of one of my friends. She was talking to this guy and he was oversharing so much, and she knew it. He was saying how he has anxiety and he has bipolar disorder and he has, you know, he is on like prescription drugs that he takes, like, honestly, what is the word I'm looking for? Put it like this. He abuses like prescription drugs, right? He abuses them and they're not even probably actually prescribed to them. He just literally abuses them. And this was like the second time that they met and he was just like dumping onto her. And at first she was like very like, okay, this is so weird. Like, why are you literally dumping all of this onto me? You're really just like showing me everything. And it was a good thing that she looked at it like that, because I think another person could look at it as, oh my God, like, he's so deep, like, he's being so vulnerable for sharing this with me. And it's like, no, like, that's not, as you would think, like, oh yeah, like, I like that he's doing this, but it's not good. Because why? That's, first of all, not even how men are hardwired, okay? This is something that had this information, if this were to be true, one, it's very sad, and two, it has to be some sort of, there has to be some sort of progression, right? Where people earn information out of you. You don't just walk around with a sign on your head, I'm a drug addict, I literally have bipolar disorder. You don't wear all of your issues on your sleeve. You don't wear them as a sign, okay? Like, and you know, to, you know, basically get pity and validation out of people. And this is the thing, not that you would need validity as it pertains to these types of things, but some people really just are the architect of their own misfortune and they like showing you how much of a mess they are. And that was exactly the case with this clown, right? Yeah, he liked knowing that he was dumping all this information onto her. Why? Because I told her, he wants to set the bar so low that you don't expect anything out of him. Well, if he doesn't text me, well, I mean, I get it, because I mean, like, what do I expect? I mean, he told me he's on drugs. He's probably like out on a binge right now. He's probably doing this. He's probably doing that. Yeah. So then you all of a sudden are making these justifications. But really what he's trying to tell you without telling you is, listen, I really don't have any emotional depth and I don't really plan on taking you that serious anyway. So I'm just going to unload this on you. And hey, like, if you want to hang out, then great. Like, if you don't. And like, don't expect anything out of me, because I already told you that I'm a mess. So expect nothing but mess and garbage to be thrown your way, because that's what I am. Yeah. Think about it, angels. When a guy wants to impress you or even wants to bond with you, why would he lead with that? Like, what is going on here? Like, LOL, what is happening? I really just, it blows my mind. And we have to be careful of things like this because it sort of makes you feel closer to that person. Why? Because one, we already know guys are not usually going to be spilling this type of information with us anyways. They're not going to divulge these types of things. And they're not really the greatest thing to divulge anyway, right? So why would you even want to divulge these types of things with someone? So you have to be very careful and not trick yourself into thinking that this is some sort of bonding technique or whatever the case is, because this person chooses to share and dump, keyword, dump this type of information onto you. Okay, next we have there needs to be a progression in the relationship, okay? And I've actually talked about this before in other videos where it's like, all right, if you are talking to someone from a romantic perspective, right? When you're talking to them, there has to be a progression. And what does that progression look like? Okay, you guys exchange numbers, and then, you know, maybe you guys go on a couple dates. You know, eventually you guys probably, you know, meet each other's friends, all these different types of things. And there's this natural progression that comes about whenever you're romantically interested in someone, because that's just what happens when you like somebody. You start to mutually integrate your lives into one another, and then that becomes, you know, that can lead into a full-blown official relationship, and then maybe engagement, marriage, that, you know, traditionally speaking. But a lot of times that's not what happens, right? What do we usually see? We usually see someone that is extremely inconsistent. And that is literally, that is the number one benchmark. That's the hallmark of when someone is literally playing games with you. And this is usually going to be someone that, you know, they want to, you know, hurry up and take you out on trips. They want to do all this stuff that, oh my God, wow, he's really trying to impress me. He's really trying to do all these things. Not necessarily, because pay attention. Think about a time where a man has ever been like, oh my gosh, do you want to go on vacation together? Like, do you want to, quality men do not rush these sort of things. Because why? You know that you are a quality person. You know that you have a lot to offer, so you're not just going to throw it all at him. You're not going to do that. Hello, hi. Like, you're not going to just show your best cards, which is why it's so important that we don't do things prematurely, if you know what I'm saying, because that's the best card, or one of the best cards, especially from the male perspective, too. It's like, whoa. Oh, wow, I already got it. Cool, okay. Didn't know it was that simple. Didn't know it was that easy. You don't throw your best cards out like that. There has to be a natural, you know, progression in any sort of romantic dynamic. And without that, then what do you have? What do you have? Someone that, like, hits you up after, like, 9 p.m., after everything closes, and, hey, do you want to hang out? You ever, like, talk to a guy and it's like he's kind of iffy with the text messaging, right? And you're like, oh, whatever. Like, I don't really want to text. But you have mentioned to him already, hey, I kind of like to talk on the phone. But he starts to become unreachable. Then shortly after that, you find yourself like waiting by the phone to see whenever he's available. And that only happens to be at night. So you try to free up your night or move things out of the way so that you are available just on the off chance that he may hit you up and want you to come over or want you to meet him at wherever he is. And you ever feel this sort of apathy that whether you decide you're going to show up or not, they don't really care. It's like, oh, hey, like, I'm at this bar, like, with my boy, like, do you want to come through? And it's like, oh my God, he wants me to meet his friends. And it's like, no, he doesn't. He's just saying, like, you come here or not, I really don't care. Like, I'm still going to have a good night regardless. You ever feel that? Like, it's a subtle feeling, but it's so real, right? It really is real, where it's like, you can tell that whether or not you were going to show up, he really doesn't care. And I just, it's not funny, but it kind of is. No. Like, I really think it kind of is funny. Like, I don't know. And I think it's because I feel like maybe I've experienced that, like, or maybe I've witnessed it. I don't know. Something about it feels like I've been around for a dynamic like that before where someone just invites someone somewhere and it's like they really don't care if you show up really or not. And it's so interesting to kind of see things like this unfold when it's like when you're in that situation, you really do not perceive it that way. Like when you're in the thick of a situation, you really don't see how you are compromising everything that you said you wouldn't compromise on. You're like doing things that you never would think to ever do before. And these are just really solid red flags that we have to pay attention to because we have to stop putting so much significance on things that we think matter when other people are throwing these things at us like they don't. Like for instance, the taking you on trips, that would seem like, oh my God, like that's what couples do. Like, whoa, oh my God, like he really wants to like get to know me because he wants to take me out on a trip. Or this is a really crazy one and I still to this day do not understand it. Introducing you to family to make it seem serious. Girl, enough, okay? His mom is gonna lie for him. His friends are gonna have his back. Like, what did you think this was? Huh? What did you think it was, girlfriend? Like, honestly, like, I really think his mom would, like, do something. Girl, yes, she will. You think that his sister doesn't know the rotation that he has going around and you're just a part of the crew, too? Like, let's not preclude this and think that, I know that if I only meet his family, then I know that it's serious. Okay, maybe for some people, traditionally, yeah, I mean, we'd all love to think that. But let's not preclude the fact that there's a high chance that you're just a part of the team and he's bringing you, he's bringing everybody around, you know, to meet his family here and there. You never know. And that can trick us into thinking, okay, he's very serious. Too soon. Let's talk about if a guy is talking about your future too soon, okay, like it's been like 2 weeks and he's already like, wow, I never felt this way before. Like, this is really crazy to me. Like, I could see us having kids. Like, even if it's a month in, that is very soon to me. You mean to tell me in a 30-day period, you've already figured this out? Enough from you, okay? Like, stop trying to Tinder swindler me. Enough. I can see you, okay, Mr. Lviv? I can see you, all right? Like, it's very obvious that that's what's going on. Like, these are not flattering things, nor should they be flattering things to you if they are done too soon. Okay, another major red flag that you will compromise on if you were dating out of desperation is you eventually will integrate into his world. Everything is last minute. Let's not forget with, what was the interview? Kanye West was dating this girl, Julia Fox, and she was kind of just saying like, I don't know, like everything was on a whim. And I just feel like with Kanye, it's just like, you know, like uncut gems. Like, first of all, did we not see those TikToks? She was like, yeah, and you know, like how, I don't know, like, you know, that's the thing that happened to me when I was on Uncut Gems. Like, with, like, Adam, like, did anyone see that? Like, please tell me you know what I'm talking about. I'm totally misquoting it because I don't remember near verbatim what she said, but all I just remember was Uncut Gems. And in my head, I'm just, okay, sorry. That was just so funny to me. LOL. Anyways, my main point is that Julia Fox had integrated her life around Kanye. And I remember sitting in the car with Hale talking about this. And I was like, this is absolutely asinine to me. You mean to tell me that the moment that Julia goes public with her in with her relationship and finally talking about how it seemed official to her on that podcast episode, I didn't even see the podcast episode, I'm not gonna lie, Call Her Daddy podcast episode. I've actually never even, I know it's a pretty popular podcast, I've never in my life listened to one episode that they did before, but I heard it's really good. And it was kind of all over TikTok, like it showed up on my TikTok feed and like the spoiler for it. My main point is that as soon as she was doing this, Kanye was professing his love for his ex, not even his ex-wife, his estranged wife, Kim. You mean to tell me that you're dating somebody publicly and he's professing his love for his ex? You got to be kidding. Jokes. Okay? What is happening? And you'd be shocked, like, when you're in a situation, the lies that you tell yourself. Oh, he's probably just like, it's nostalgic for him. Like, you know, like it's family time right now. Like it's Super Bowl time and people just want to be around family. So he's kind of just reminiscing. And it's like, girl, what? If you truly were moved on from a situation, you're not going to be reminiscing because you're so happy that you don't care about what the past was. That's not reminiscing. Professing your love for your estranged wife is not reminiscing. It's very much, I want Kim back. It's very much, I'm literally going to ruin lives until I get Kim back, including Kim's if I have to. Like, hello, like, I don't know. It's just very crazy to me. But anyways, needless to say, Julia was very much integrating her entire life around Kanye's because she even said, like, in one of the clips, that everything they were doing was kind of on a whim sort of thing. It was like very just like last minute. And I'm like, girl, in a normal dating circumstance, come on, because we kind of, you all been there, right? Where it's like, what feels good about someone thinking of us last minute? You'd be shocked the lies that we tell ourselves. Ah, oh my God, it's midnight and he's literally thinking of me. And like, obviously he can't go to bed without me. Like, okay, Cassie, like, this is not adding up to me. You mean to tell me that in all day long, you literally don't think about me at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 p.m. at least? Even if so, how dare you? You don't think about me when the sun comes up? You're only thinking about me as it goes down? No. I'm not some sort of secret. It ain't gonna happen. Know that and understand this, okay? Another red flag, right? And this is what happens when you date out of desperation. I can go on about this for literally forever, okay? A guy's gonna guilt you into want, you know, he's gonna basically guilt you for wanting to talk about the direction of the relationship. Please, please know that this is very much accurate. You ever talk to a guy and it's like he's so irritable anytime you mention any sort of direction of where the relationship is going? And he's like, bro, like, you, why can't you just, like, first of all, don't call me bro. Thank you. You always want to, like, put pressure on things. Like, why can't you just chill, like, and go with the flow sort of thing? Like I said, only dead fish go with the flow, okay? I'm not a dead fish. So I'm not going to be going with the flow of anything. It doesn't make any sense to me. What is going on? All right? Guys that are really about that action are going to be leading you. They're going to have a plan. And we've all been in situations like that where you just feel this heaviness and this burden and this extreme uncomfortability as it pertains to, mentioning anything about the direction of the relationship. And let me just say this. If you find yourself having to be the one that's talking about, where is this going? No, because, like, I just want to make sure I'm not playing games and I just want to be taken seriously. If you even have to bring that conversation up, then you already know what's up. A guy that really wants to be with you is not going to just leave you high and dry and want other people to be with you too, right? They're going to want to own. Did I just say own you? Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Ew. I'm so sorry for that. They're going to want to show you off, right? They're going to be proud of being, you know, around you and want to cultivate that true, you know, relationship with you, okay? So you have to really remember that. And I think that's so important because when you're dating from a place of desperation, these are things that you're going to lie to yourself about and just justify them for no reason, right? Now, at the same time, I wrote another note here. I'm trying to read what it is that I wrote because the handwriting is just, chow, what is going on? Ghosting, right? As it pertains to ghosting, I know this is so popular, super, super popular. And I told a story about this in a recent story time of mine since coming back to YouTube. And I was talking about how I've never been ghosted before until now. I've been on this earth for 27 years. And this has never really happened to me. I know in a previous video before I was talking about kind of being ghosted. That was someone that I was with for like 6 months. And he like ghosted me for like 2 weeks or maybe like a week and a half. Regardless, it was still ghosting. But this type of ghosting that I experienced was like literally like what people say when they say ghosting. Like, this was literally it. Like, this was someone that I've known for like such a short amount of time, it wasn't even worth mentioning. And it was crazy to me because when you think about it, it's like, wait a second, quality men don't ghost. Like, even I was talking to you guys before in the podcast, I was talking about, okay, there was a guy that like had interest in me and I didn't feel the same. And as hard as it was, you know, to say, hey, like, I'm not feeling this on that level with you, I'm glad that I did, because I would want that same thing in return, right? If I know that someone has romantic interest in me or doesn't, I would want to know, right? So I do my due diligence to pay that respect, especially because I do feel that that individual deserved that because he was a nice guy. He just is not my guy. And so as hard as it was for me to do that, I'm glad that I did it, because now I don't feel this like burden anytime he hits me up to like, you know, want to hang out with me and do all this stuff. He knows where I stand. And that to me speaks for my character as well, because it's like, why would I want to be annoyed, rolling my eyes to the back of my skull anytime someone's messaging me when I don't need, you know, one, I don't need that like validation in my head, like, oh my God, he's so annoying. He's hitting me up. He's so annoying. Like, girl, stop. You ever met people like that where it's like, oh my God, like, why does Jake keep texting me? He's so annoying. Like, he's always saying, like, he wants to take me out and stuff. And it's like, ew, stop. Like, I don't even like you. And so you're just thinking, okay, if you don't like him, then where are you dating him? Like, stop. Like, and that's another thing. When you are extremely desperate and you need that external validation, you're just gonna go with what, you know, whoever, because it just feels good at the time, even though you have zero interest in that person at all. Hello. Like, I understand all is fair, you know, and war and love, love and war, love and war, but like, not like this. Like, that's the one thing that I can say about myself that I love, is that I just don't entertain situations that I'm like that I'm really genuinely not into. And some people really are capable of doing that. Like, they can genuinely not like you at all and just kind of use you as an emotional getaway car just for the time being until they find someone else that they like. And when I say not like you at all, I mean like in any way, shape, or form. And it's interesting. The reason why I'm bringing it up is because human beings psychologically do not do things that don't work for them. And so in some way, shape, or form, this is paying off for you. Whether that's emotionally, it's paying off for you. Like, oh, it feels so good to be wanted. So to you, it doesn't matter whether or not you like them or not, because it feels good. So you actually feel some sort of dopamine kick somehow when they hit you up. And even though they're annoying you and you're not interested in it, it's like, ooh, someone's wanting me, even though I don't want them. Does that make sense? And these are things, again, that we do out of desperation. There are a lot of things that we do out of desperation. And then we, like I said, make excuses for it, okay? If a guy's focus is on, you know, I've mentioned this in a video, his friends, his hobbies, his dog, what is going on? Or some sort of rigid routine. Sorry, you know that I like go to the gym at like 6 a.m., sorry, I couldn't get back to you my lunch break. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, work got really, really busy. Like, you guys know what I say about this. How does it make sense that the same job that you had is all of a sudden making you busier? I don't see you making any more money. So I don't really understand what is going on over here. It's not making sense. It's not adding up. Stop. You are lying. La-la-la-la-lie. Thank you. Now go to sleep, wig, okay? NeNe Leakes style. It's not making sense to me. The same job you have is all of a sudden, you're getting busier? Like, enough. And of course we have a major one, right? They're going to gaslight you. This is like obvious, like guys that are not really going to be into you are going to gaslight you, and you're going to fall victim to this when you are someone that's dating out of desperation. You date differently when you are dating from a place of, I don't need you, and I don't really care whether or not you like me or not. I'm focused on whether or not I like you. But when you are dating from a low or vulnerable place, we all have been there. Pay attention to the types of guys that you attract and the types of guys you date. Now, I will also speak from this sort of standpoint as well. As I've grown and I've evolved, the people that I dated when I was 23 and the things that I was tolerating when I was 23 are very different from the things that I'm tolerating now at 27. it will not fly. At that point, you know, I was learning, I was figuring out myself, learning about myself, all these different things. You should not be repeating the same mistakes when you were younger as you are currently right now. You shouldn't even be repeating the same mistakes as last year, last week, if you know you're truly learning from them. So life will always teach you the same lesson over and over and over again until you finally learn from them. So if you are experiencing a pattern with guys where you're attracting the same exact type of behavior, right? Let's say you're dating from a healed place, a more, you know, solid place, a more harmonious place and space in your life within yourself, you're going to be like intolerant of the stuff that you were more tolerant of and were willing to compromise on when you were in a vulnerable state, when you were in a lower state, right? And that's what should happen. And it does. And that's like, that's truly how you know when you've actually grown is when you are like, okay, yeah, this would have flown by circa like 2012 or whatever the case is. It's certainly not today. It's certainly not. And this is where really being, you know, solid within yourself, being secure in yourself, this is where that sort of gets tested, right? Where it's like, we tell ourselves, oh yeah, we deserve this, we deserve that, but none of our actions are showing it. And this is why I have, oh my gosh, I wrote the most amazing video treatment, guys, based off of another one of Gia Lambert's books, you know, called like Dating Like a Spartan. And I cannot wait for you guys to see it because it's truly an amazing video. He has so many great points that I go over and you guys are absolutely going to love it. And it's really, really going to help you. I really want to get back into doing some more dating videos and things like that because it's definitely needed. And this is really going to, like I said, help so many of you. At the end of the day, as it pertains to, you know, dating choices and things, this all stems back from the place that we are in our life, okay? You want to be with someone that means what they say. And in order to do that and to not jeopardize your own well-being, you have to be well to begin with. If you are not well and whole to begin with, then you're going to fall victim and prey to these types of things and these types of situations. That's why if you look at the Tinder swindler and you look at the woman initially, and again, I'm not victim blaming in any capacity. I'm not doing that. But if you kind of examine, you know, one of the ladies' personality, I don't remember what her name was at all, but she was so, you know, I don't want to say the word is desperate, but she was, you know, kind of described as a hopeless romantic. And she really like loved being swept off her feet and all these different things. I mean, we as women, we want security. And a man, you know, flying us on a private jet and doing all this stuff, it seems very nice. But to someone that is of, you know, already have that wholeness within yourself, right? You have that, you know, self-validation. You're going to kind of look at that like, wait a second. Yeah, that seems nice, but like this is also very scary to the point where, yeah, my answer is no. I can genuinely and honestly say if a guy approached me with that same opportunity today, I would honestly say no. That is scary to me. What do you mean? I went on one date with you and you're already wanting to fly me into what, Switzerland or something like that? Like what exactly is happening over here? You want to go, what? Where did they even go? Did they fly to go to a dinner or whatever the case is? Like, I mean, the only time I would fly somewhere is if like, oh, let's fly like 30 minutes away or something to go to dinner, maybe. I don't even know what, but she ended up, this is what happens. You end up compromising because it feels like, whoa, this guy's pulling all the stops. This is what I'm talking about. Oh my gosh. This is all I've been waiting for someone to do for me. This is someone that deserves all of me. So that's why she even said, of course, did I sleep with him? Of course I slept with him because, you know, like this is something that I've always wanted and someone's finally doing this for me. This is someone that deserves it all. That That's another thing. When you're dating out of a desperate place, the first person that does a little bit more extra than the other people do, you're just like, oh yes, finally, oh my God, yes, clothes ripped off, let's go, let's get to this thing, I gotta lock this down, because it's so different in contrast to all the other people that you've dated. And that's an issue within itself, and this is why, okay, concluding this episode, you have to date from a place of wholeness and not desperation, or you, like I said, you will fall victim to these types of men because you're not able to regulate on your own. Wait a second, even though this is flattering right now, this does not seem normal to me. People that even have that level of money don't do things like this to people that they just met, because think about it, quality guys, they want to make sure they're not being used as well, no? Don't they want to, they don't want to pull all the stops and stuff like that, because they want to make sure, hey, I want to make sure that she's in it for the right reasons too. So they can woo and coo you without, you know, completely taking on a private jet or doing certain things. Like, it was too lavish. Confidence is quiet and poor is always loud. Remember that and let it stick. Okay. It's always like that. People that are truly confident are not going to constantly search for this, you know, this external validation. They're not going to constantly be, you know, searching, fishing for compliments, doing things so largely to the point where it feels, key term, too good to be true. Anytime something feels too good to be true, because honey, it usually is. Okay. And that's not even being pessimistic, because I'm an eternal optimist. But a lot of the times when things feel, when that term comes to your head, oh my God, this feels too good to be true. A lot of the times, and I'm only talking about in this case, romantic dynamics, it's because it usually is. Okay, that's your brain kind of saying, wait a second, time to, you know, pay attention to what exactly is going on here, because that's not a normal lifestyle by any stretch of imagination, especially when you're just getting to know somebody. So that concludes this podcast episode, Angels. Thank you guys so much for listening, even in spite of my extremely congested voice for next to no reason. But I'm so happy that I was able to get this episode up for you guys. And do not forget that I love you so much. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush. Spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.